Talking about dreaming, you say, I usually can't remember what I've...
have dreamed.
Okay.
But, I remember a few little sketches, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But not enough to tell them.
Yeah. If you bring your foot down heavy on the floor like this, you say you... What? The floor?
Well, if you're standing up and want to stomp your foot, okay. Is that it?
Yeah. Say if a boy sees a girl at church and wants to go home with her, he would say, may I? What?
May I go home with you, or may I?
Walk you home, may I?
May I? Well, he might say, may I walk you home, but why? That's an odd expression.
Yeah.
May I go with you?
What if he had a car?
Would you ride with me?
Okay.
Or may I take you home?
Okay. To get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and...
Pull?
And the other way would be...
Push.
Huh?
Push.
Okay. Say, if you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, you'd say, I picked it up and I...
Carried it.
Okay. Any other word you might use?
Oh, I think I've heard people say tote.
Okay. And you might tell a child, that stove's very hot, so...
Keep away from it.
Or don't...
Don't touch it.
Okay. And if you needed a hammer, you'd tell someone, go... What? Me the hammer. Go
bring me the hammer. Go bring the hammer to me.
Okay. And say if you were playing tag, you'd have to run back and touch the...
The way you play tag, I think, you in a circle, and one runs around and touches one, and then that one that they touch has to run after you and try to catch you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are caught, you get back in the ring, and then and he goes around and tags mm-hmm. somebody. Is that what you're talking about?
Okay. What other games did you play? Like, where you'd hide?
At school.
Or just games that you
at home?
Play, where you'd hide?
Hide and seek.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's what we played at school in Leoma. But they had these stacks of lumber,
uh-huh.
and then they had stacks of barrel staves.
Uh-huh.
And we could crawl down inside those stacks of barrel staves. And they would be high, but we could crawl up and climb down in. And we could hide behind the lumber, and we could hide behind them. And,
yeah.
and we could hide. It covered a great big area there. My daddy owned the land. And it covered a great area there, millions of feet of lumber stacked.
Mm-hmm.
And we had lots of fun. That was when I was in school in Leoma.
Yeah, you know, when you play hide and seek, there's one of them.
One that counts. They hide their eyes and they count. One, two, three. And then he has to find the others.
If you run in three, you touch the...
You touch the place where you're supposed to touch.
What do you call that?
A home base.
Okay. And if you're playing football, say, you run toward the...
Playing what?
Football.
Oh, run, football.
Run toward the...
Oh, they go to the goal and throw the ball up in the net.
Okay. And say, there's no need to hurry. If I get there first, I'll wait
for you.
Okay. And if you're going to punish your child, he might tell you not to punish him, just please give me another
chance.
Okay. And someone who's smiling and got a pleasant word for everybody, and you say, he seems to be in a good
humor.
Okay. And you might say, well, we've got termites, but I'm sure the exterminating company will.
We'll get rid of them.
Okay. And say if a
cookie. I was just naming the one that's always advertising, Cook's Control.
Yeah. Say if a boy left his best pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it, he'd say, I bet somebody.
His first thought would be that someone stole it.
Okay. Any other word besides stole?
Swiped.
Okay.
He probably would say, somebody swiped my pencil.
Okay.